questions need to be asked about the role of the executive in relation to the will of the people in this county. Now, it is clear that the people who elected ourselves to represent them are very much opposed to the Gateway scheme, because it's clearly exploitative and it's an abuse of the most vulnerable in our society, people who are looking for work, who are looking for jobs, and who through no fault of their own cannot get jobs. And they've been asked to work for a princely sum of €20 per week. And Donegal County Council executive are very clear where we stand in relation to that. Yet they're turning around and ignoring what we have requested. And I think this is so wrong. I mean, we've got to the stage where the tail is wagging the dog in terms of local democracy. And we can't let this continue. And I think we need to look at some form of sanctions against the executive. But I think further, the other group that needs to have a long, hard look at themselves are the trade unions. Because this, as I said, this scheme is unjust, it's unfair. And for any trade union, with any kind of moral backbone, to agree to let it come in to the council, you know, it flies in the face of what trade unionism is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about protection of people. It's supposed to be about supporting people, and it's certainly not to be, it's not supposed to be about abusing people. And I believe that any trade union that agrees to the Gateway scheme coming into force in Donegal really has to ask questions about their own morals.